It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And welcome back. This is the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking to the Patriots right now. And we just finished talking to Joe from Virginia, who is doing a fantastic job of getting the word out, not only to everybody he talks to, he trucks, and he's all over the country, and but he's really focusing on those people that need to be focused on, like this congressman. And what he didn't get a chance to tell you, what I was kind of hinting for him to tell about, was that whenever this Kate Smucker in Joanne Davis's office received that memorandum, and she started commenting to other people on the staff, did you know there was no liability provision in the Internal Revenue Code for the income tax? Or she comments to another one, did you know that only certain sources of income are taxable? And they didn't. And they start getting interest. And we ended up, she had to make a copy of that memorandum for everybody in the staff, and they were spending the day sitting around reading it, talking about it. That's what we mean by stimulating discussion, and that's at the core. And somebody else a while back wrote in and said, why are we bothering to even engage these weasels? Because they're the ones that caused us to start with. And the answer to that is because they're weasels. And if you put pressure on a weasel and he thinks the jig is up, he'll turn coat. He'll turn his coat wrong side out. He'll put the blue side out, and he will pretend to be one of us and point at the IRS and point at Congress and say, look at what they're doing to us, and it's all wrong. And once that happens, once they break ranks, then we have won. It'll be all over. So that's why we need to keep the pressure on those guys. That's why we need to keep the pressure on congressmen, keep the pressure on the weasels, keep it on the senators. Make them know that you already know the truth and you expect them to do something about it. And if enough of us are calling them and telling them that and writing them and telling them that, then that's going to make something happen. Now, we got Carl in California. How are you doing, Carl?
Hello.
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 How you doing, Carl?
Fine, fine. Your explanation of what can be taxed based on the states controlling it brought a question to my mind.
Okay.
What about in the states mostly that have taken basically legal activities such as building a house, selling real estate, running being a dentist, all these activities, for instance, now are illegalized unless you have a license.
Do you know what a license
is? The state, therefore, controlling that activity? So, therefore, if you're a dentist or if you're an insurance agent, are you now in an activity that the state controls, so therefore they're taxable?
There's a serious question about some of that falls into gray areas and some of it doesn't. But do you know what the word license means, Carl?
No.
Permission. It means permission.
Okay.
So if we were to stop and think that every time we had to get a license to do something, we were having to ask for somebody else's permission, how do you think that would go over? So we had to come up with a technical word, a legal word called a license. A license actually was, if I have a patent and you want to manufacture my patented product, I can grant you a license. That's where that word came from. Is license. It is, I'm giving you permission. I'm letting you do something.
Okay, so
well, that wouldn't go over to good if we knew we were having to ask Big Brother or Big Mother, in the case of the state, for permission every time we did anything. And you're right, a lot of that stuff, they really don't have a right to regulate. They just do it.
Does that make it taxable then?
If they have the power to regulate, now in the case of the state is a completely different kind of animal from the federal government. It's a completely different kind of government. It's a completely different kind of sovereignty. Hard to understand, maybe, but I think that if you look at it this way, the federal government is a limited government, whereas the state government is a genuine sovereignty and independent. It has the power to do anything that isn't prohibited by either its own constitution or the United States Constitution. So it's like you and I. We can go and do anything we want to as long as there's no law against it. On the other hand, the federal government is not allowed to do anything unless it has a specific authorization to do it. That's more like a power of attorney, because you can't do anything outside the power of attorney. But the guy who gave you that power of attorney can do anything that isn't prohibited. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So a lot of things that the federal government is not allowed to regulate because it's not listed among their powers, the state is allowed to regulate. And they've upheld limitations on zoning restrictions in the interest of maintaining safety and sound structures in order to preserve property values, in order to permit people to be secure as your neighbor, that you're not going to burn the neighborhood down. That you're not going to build something that's unsafe or unsound. There's some justification in that, but the limits of what they can do on that are kind of gray in some areas. Like, for example, an insurance salesman. You got a right, a fundamental right, to do whatever you want to do to make a living, and I can see where you could say, well, we need to make sure that doctors are qualified. There's a compelling interest, or that lawyers are qualified. There's a compelling interest. But insurance salesman? So that's gray water there.
Or real estate?
Real estate? Yeah, I mean, all that is a means of taxing a particular occupation. And, yeah, I think a lot of those, if you really were to put them to the test, would have a lot of trouble standing up and saying there's a compelling interest in the state to protect its people, to require that a realtor know something. How many realtors you know that know anything in the first place? That was a joke, by the way, in case you're a realtor. I like that. Realtors tell lawyer jokes, and I tell realtor jokes.
Can I ask another question or talk about something? Ron Paul and all this big emphasis that he brings up of getting rid of the IRS and everything like that, I'd like to have people understand, and I think you understand, and the people that are listening here probably understand, is that the Constitution doesn't have any authority to tax income, as we're talking about.
Well, the Constitution itself doesn't impose any taxes on anybody.
Okay, all right.
It does grant Congress the power to tax.
Okay.
But it's a limited grant.
It exports, imports, excises, things like that.
Exactly.
Okay, but now, here, I want anybody in Congress, I'm saying this as an opinion, but anybody in Congress that brings up eliminating the IRS, beware of. Because they really don't agree with what we just said. All they're trying to do is take the IRS out of it and to refer to another way that the Congress can put an illegal tax on, such as tax or a sales tax or something like that.
You're right. The IRS is merely, by pointing at them and screaming, let's get rid of them, it's pandering. And we need to drive them to the substance of the issue. And we got to take a break now, but thanks for the call, Carl.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. we provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And welcome back to Live Free Zone. We're back up and running again. And before the break, we had Carl from California talking about the problem of claims to get rid of the IRS. And that is a vacant promise right now. But I will say this about Mr. Paul, and that is that he is the only member of Congress, much less the candidate for president for next year's election, that has shown any respect or love for the United States Constitution or any obligation to give us what the Constitution guaranteed us, and that is a distant and remote federal, not national, government that was operated out of a republic, meaning that those in Congress and those in the Senate are representing us and expressing our will rather than the will of their little political cabals that we call political parties. And so I'm going to urge everybody who is involved in the Ron Paul campaign, or even those who are not, to urge Congressman Paul to take that next step beyond saying, I want to get rid of the IRS, but to take that next step and to say the truth is that the income tax does not apply to most Americans, and the fact that the IRS is taking people's labor is contrary to the law, and it's contrary to the Constitution, and it's got to stop. If he took that position, he knows this to be true, because he knows too much about the Constitution, and he knows too much about the constitutional law for this to have escaped him. Urge him to do that. That would prevent the media from continuing to elbow him to the sidelines and marginalize his campaign and pretend that he is not there, because that right now is his biggest obstacle, is the media's refusal to cover his campaign, no matter how well he does, no matter what he accomplishes. And there's no way that anybody can respond to the truth without having to lie. So if you can, you know, urge him to go that next step and to tell the whole truth, not just that the IRS is wrong. We all know that. But what we don't all know is that the income tax is being misapplied by the IRS and that we're being stolen from. And worse, it's not just our money that's being stolen. It's our labor, which makes us slaves. Let's get rid of the last of slavery in this country. Let's free our slaves, us. Take the collars off. And Ron Paul is in a position to help us do that. And that issue is in a position to help him become the next president of the United States, no matter what the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, which is really one party, the I Got Mine Party, wants to have happen. We do get this chance once every 4 years to tell them no. And now's a good time to tell them no. But we need to have him surviving the campaign. We need this campaign up in front and in the center and in the limelight. This issue can do that for him. And it can get us a constitutional president for the first time in many, many, many years. So if he's been patient enough to wait, we have Robert in Florida. How are you doing, Robert?
You mean Richard?
Oh, is it Richard?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I read you down.
Sometimes I wish I was a Robert.
All right. Well, what have you got on, Richard?
I just want to congratulate you and commend you for all your efforts. I'm in Florida. We've had a couple emails back and forth, and I'm glad you've been successful in this, venture.
Thank you.
It's not an adventure. It is a venture in life for all of us, and a lot of people don't realize the seriousness of it. I have a simple question.
All right.
And the question is it a reliable or viable defense? Naturally, you know, this is a David and Goliath situation in most people's minds. And as a result of that, I've been involved in litigation in the past, you know, in business and so forth. And many times that we have to put up issues of bond in order to assure the success of our venture in court. Is it a possibility that maybe Truth Attack or similar organizations or a group of organizations could get together and establish a viable escrow fund for those people who are fighting the IRS?
We would love to do that. Right now, we're still in diapers.
Right.
And these organizations have united.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Free Enterprise Society. We have Save a Patriot Foundation.
Right.
We have our fellowship, they call it. We have the Freedom Law School. We have Freedom Above Fortune with Joe Bannister.
Mm-hmm.
All of these organizations have joined hands and are sponsoring and supporting truthattack.org. And that now is these groups have all united in establishing a new front in this war, a political front. Up until now, everything that we had that anybody could do had to be one-on-one. It was, here you can try this, here you can try that. Fighting with the IRS over, you know, just single. And it usually results in disastrous effects because, as you pointed out, you're up against a giant.
Sure.
David Goliath is an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about this, and somebody compared me to David a while back, I said no.
Mm-hmm.
I said unfortunately not, because David had to take his clothes off to go fight Goliath, and I was at least allowed to keep my clothes on. But nevertheless, that's a great goal for us to get to. But first, we have to get to where we have enough people to even assemble a fund like that. We have going into the number of thousands, but we're not talking about a lot of thousands yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's classified information.
Sure.
For Truth Attack, but it is in the thousands now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in every state. And as soon as we grow a little more, we're going to start looking for help in raising funds to establish a radio network.
Mm-hmm.
That we're already having the planning stages and it's going. And we do want to establish a defense fund.
Mm-hmm.
To help make sure that people don't have to go pro se.
Well, the type of fund I'm talking about is, I'm a citizen, if I'm paying taxes, could I escrow my tax?
We're being forced into a break here.
Yeah, I see that.
Let's hold this over.
Okay, I'll hold.
All right.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
And welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking to Richard in Florida. And, Richard, you were about to clarify what you meant by a fund.
I was saying there's a lot of people that I have discussed this with, and they said, yeah, but, you know, I'd like to fight to get it back, but I'm not sure I really want to fight to keep it. You see the defense they're talking
well,
about?
Well, it's time to fight to get it back because we've lost half of it already.
Yeah. But if there was a vehicle that they could escrow the funds with a defense organization and say, okay, if the IRS does beat them in court, you just take the funds. And that takes the criminality out of it, does it not?
No, because they still want their blood. They want their head on a lance. It wouldn't take the criminality out of it. As a matter of fact, there have been cases prosecuted where the defendant filed his returns and paid his taxes, mm-hmm. and they still went to trial and still sent him to prison. You're not talking about a beast who is just merely objective driven.
Right.
They're consumed with their own authority, and it's just like power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This agency and the government behind it have gone just totally rogue, mm-hmm. and now they've taken enough of our freedom to where they're getting bolder and bolder because we have less freedom to fight. And
they'll get to the
point where there's so much chain off the table that the chain that's left on the table isn't going to be allowed to hold the rest of it up, and it'll just all strip right off the table. It'll be just like my professor told me who was a part of the German resistance. Mm-hmm. He said, we didn't wake up one morning under a dictatorship. It happened in little pieces.
Correct.
It would take a little piece it wasn't worth fighting over, and then another little piece that wasn't worth fighting over, mm-hmm. until they had so much that we didn't have enough freedom left to save what we had. They could take it all. And they're starting to take big, huge bites out now.
Oh, yes.
And every single catastrophe, whether it's a weather catastrophe or an act of terrorism, is an excuse to grab another bite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rapid now. It'll be within our lifetimes that we will see ourselves totally subjugated, mm-hmm. to the federal government if we don't stop it right now.
Yeah, well, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Now, you mentioned earlier, you know, something about understanding the seriousness of the fight that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Rush in 1781 said that the war for independence is over, but the American Revolution is just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, every generation has had to fight this revolution. Every generation has had to fight to keep itself free.
Mm-hmm.
The last generation, before mine, fought an enemy overseas. We have a much more sinister, much more difficult enemy to fight, because we're having to fight this enemy here.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the enemy to our Constitution and our freedom is not a European dictatorship.
Correct.
It's a local, domestic dictatorship, and we have got to take it back. We've got to fight our turn. It's now our turn to fight the American Revolution. Every generation has to do that, or it needs to be willing to suffer the label of being the generation that allowed freedom to die in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's how serious this fight is. At least that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of people are like me on that.
You know, there's been a lot of change in the last 30 to 40 years, and it's been step by step, you know.
And
doesn't make any difference whether, you know, there's no such thing as a good war unless you're defending your own property.
We are defending our own property, and in fighting this income tax, we're defending our labor.
Well, that's what's important. That is property.
And that is our property. And if somebody else owns our labor, then we don't own ourselves.
That's exactly right.
And that's why I said we've got to get rid of the last shred of slavery in this country, and this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody needs to get active on this. But thanks for the call,
well,
Richard.
Thanks so much.
And I apologize for giving the wrong name and tag
okay.
on you, but I hope that we cleared up something, and maybe we even put some ideas out there.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Well, we got Gus in Texas. Are you still with us, Gus?
Gus fell off.
Oh, well, bless his heart. He was waiting long enough. Ryan in Maryland.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Is it Ryan or Brian?
This is Brian.
Okay, Brian, I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm not doing real good with names today.
No problem. Yeah, I was just interested in speaking about your labor as being your property and being as unconstitutional to be taxed on it. What if you are an employee of the government, and would that fall under a different purview as far as the law is concerned?
It would fall under a different purview as far as what the government's power would be. Now, whether they have done that or not, you see, if you look at the actual law, the law doesn't say that people working for the government are liable for the income tax. It says that people who have to withhold taxes on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations are liable.
Right.
Now, but could they do it? Yeah. And I'll tell you how.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you were to apply for a job, and the guy said, well, we're willing to hire you, and we're going to pay you this much money, but in order to work here, you have to be demonstrate your loyalty to the company by taking 5% of your pay and contributing it to this company fund. Now, you want the job or not?
No.
Well, if you really needed the job and you decided to take it, it would be by agreement, though, wouldn't it?
Right.
And if somebody agreed, okay, I'll take the job and I'll pay the 5%, they wouldn't be able to think too much about it, could they?
No.
All right, well, it's up to both sides to agree to hire the guy and to agree to be hired. That's why employment is generally considered what we call an at-will business relationship. Any party can terminate it at any time. But those who go to work for the government, just like any other employer, can impose conditions for employment.
But if that's not in the agreement,
right?
When
now,
when you were unemployed,
and it isn't. But could
right.
they do it if they were to do that? Could they do it? Yes.
Right.
Have they done it? No.
Okay. Now the next thing, if a person is trying to file exempt, as far as having their money's withheld, okay, can the employer, without any W-4 form signed by the...
Well, look, we're going into a break. I don't want to miss your question, Brian. Can you hold over until after the break?
Yes,
all right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Free Zone here, Tom Cryer. We were talking to Brian from Maryland, the great state of John Cutmire. And if you have something you want to ask about or comment you'd like to make, you can join us here. We're having a lot of fun. Kick in and get your feet wet. 1-800-313-9443. Brian, you were starting a question about withholding.
Yes, in regards to withholding,
Recently, I've seen that the IRS has gotten the employers to just arbitrarily withhold people's monies for taxes by zero out their exemption and to change their status to single, so they can take the maximum amount of tax dollars out of their check. And I was just wondering, can they legally do that without a W-4 form signed by the employee?
Well, I hadn't heard anything about that, to tell you the truth. And I'm going to qualify this answer a little bit farther by saying that I am not an administrative lawyer. Administrative law is something I've always avoided like the plague. As a matter of fact, I avoided it as much as I did tax law up until I was forced to get into this and enforced by the mystery of it to find out what was done and why it was done.
Right.
The problem with withholding is that the government has intimidated employers by using penalties and threats of penalties into finding it more expeditious to do what the government says rather than what the law requires. And one of the things, for example, is an employee can refuse to file W-4 or to sign a W-4, and at that point the employer or to give a Social Security number. And the employer, only thing he has to do at that particular point is to report to the government that he attempted to obtain a Social Security number and a W-4, but that they were refused. But because they don't want to get any risk of involvement in somebody else's problem, they will refuse to hire the fellow, even though the law doesn't require him to give a W-4 or a Social Security number. And even though the government the employer could get off the hook by merely stating that, hey, I asked for it, he didn't give it to me, so we're going on ahead without it. They're not going to put their neck on the block for your money. That's really, I guess, what it comes down to. It's cold-blooded. It's cold-hearted. The corporations don't have blood.
Right,
and they don't have a heart.
Well, I think there's a new tactic going on now because I've seen several now to where people have filed for exempt of their taxes being taken out of their checks. But because they're exempt and probably owe, and the IRS says that they owe money in the previous year, then the IRS is getting the employers.
Okay, now you may be talking about a different thing. You may be talking about a situation where the IRS is telling employers to cut man's pay over to them because of money they claim he owes from a previous year. That's called a garnishment.
No, they're not doing a garnishment. That's just my point. They're writing letters to the employer.
Well, you're talking about something new to me. Now, maybe somebody else, listening here can shed some light on that.
Right. That's why I say it's something new that they're obviously doing so they won't have to do a garnishment and have to go through the court system.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
What they're doing is they're writing a letter to the employers instructing them to zero out the person's exemption and to make them single.
To alter the document.
W-4, exactly. And the employee is not signing any forms or anything, no W-4 that they sign to make those changes. They're just arbitrarily being changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're notifying the employee that this change has taken place.
Well, it sounds like something the IRS would do. I mean, it's hard to imagine anything that's too evil to believe about that organization because of all of the abuses that they have rendered in the past. I mean, this is a new one, though, that I haven't heard about and so certainly can't address. But I think it's good that you brought it to our attention.
I just wanted to let everybody know that because that's what they're doing now. Instead of having to go through the courts, they're dealing with the employers now, and they're getting the employers to do their deed for them.
Well, here's the odd thing, too, about that is that under the provisions on the withholding, they can penalize you for not claiming enough dependents so that you are over-withheld and entitled to a refund. And if you have a refund that they consider to be excessive, which causes them to have to pay back money, they don't, they hate to do that. then they actually can fine you for having too much withheld. So if they're pegging people out by requiring an employer to change the number of exemptions to zero,
exactly,
then at that particular point, they're actually subjecting the employee to a fine for over-withholding. You know, so they get you going, they get you coming.
They got you any kind of way, huh?
I'll tell you, this is just another one of those instances that makes it real clear that we have got to do something to stop this outfit. I mean, these guys are totally unhinged.
Right.
We talked about earlier that they don't mind stepping outside the law, but it seems like the further that they go and the further they get away from the law, the more determined they are to get even farther. It's kind of like somebody who's getting his kicks, trying to see if he can run across the street in front of a car. Who can come the closest to getting hit without getting hit.
Right.
And they just seem to be going farther and farther afield in order to be able to get their kicks. For example, all they have to do, that Congress said, from now on, you're going to set the rates of taxation, adjusted for the CPI, use the best rate you think you need, use the methodology that you think should be done to calculate that, and then set new rates of taxation. Section 1 doesn't set the rates anymore. But all that the IRS or all the Secretary of Treasury would have to do is to publish that those rates in the Federal Register and then wait 30 days or 60 days, whatever, for whatever period of time as it's open for comment and objections, and republish it as final. And then it becomes a binding regulation. Now, maybe it couldn't meet a constitutional test on delegation of authority from legislative to the executive, but that's another question.
Mm-hmm.
But they have refused to even do that. All they had to do is publish it. They refused to go through any kind of congressional restrictions on setting regulations or setting numbers because they're above that. I've had at least one IRS employee tell me that the law doesn't apply to them. I've had another one that wrote back when I objected to not following the IRS's own procedures tell me in writing that Internal Revenue Service procedures aren't binding on the Internal Revenue Service. They're just binding on us, and that they only have to follow if they want to.
Wow,
that's right. Well, you've got an outfit that's that arrogant. You got an outfit that is intent on its own self-importance and its own ability to wield power without any restrictions or restraint, without having to even follow their own rules. Then you've got a rogue agency of the most dangerous kind, and that's exactly what we're dealing with here.
You're right.
But I appreciate your calling and bringing that.
Thanks a lot.
To us. Let me ask you a question while I've got you on.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear the segment earlier on McCulloch v. Maryland?
Yes, I did.
Give me your read on that.
Well, I came in on the middle of it, so I didn't hear the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I think that
Do you think that that's a good idea or a bad idea? To bring up a case or a statute and talk about it a little bit, clarify it. Do you think that did you get anything out of what part you heard?
No, I have to be honest. I didn't hear the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't get a perspective on what was happening.
Yeah,
I was doing something at the time that I tuned in.
Well, we're kicking around whether or not we want to make that a part of the program or not. That's why I wanted to get your opinion on it.
I have to take a look at that case, though, for real.
Yeah. Well, that case is available in that CD I was talking about that for a $50 contribution. And, we got people listening here, and so that's why I'm saying this. And for a $50 contribution or more, they'll get the CD with all of those cases, a full text of them. You don't have to look up anything.
I'm definitely getting it because I try to get a hold of everything I can get my hands on.
Well, do you have the memorandum?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, this thing takes all of the stuff that's in that memorandum and it boils it down. It's just the raw material of it. And then included in that, though, is also the full text of every one of those cases, all the way from start to finish. And that gives you a chance to go back and read the whole case, not just the excerpts that were chosen for the memorandum. Give you a whole little bit more on it. Like, for example,
I think that anything that we can use, anything that we can get our hands on to help further the cause,
Well, the more you know about the truth, Brian, the less somebody can lie to you and get away with it.
Exactly.
And that's why we've got to let people know the truth. If you know the truth, you saw your kid running around doing something he wasn't supposed to do, and he come in and he tells you he didn't do it. Knowing the truth lets you know he's lying to you. He can't get away with that because you saw. Okay, well, it's the same thing here. If the public knows the truth, the IRS can't get away with lying to them about their being liable for the income tax, or lying to them about their salaries and earnings being 100% profit or income. And they're just constantly lying to people about what the law says. And if people don't know what the law is, they don't know they're being lied to.
Yeah. Well, see, I think with a lot of people, you can tell people that the IRS lies and that the government lies, but they don't really know it for sure until it happens to them. And they don't really believe it.
Or until they see the truth.
Exactly.
If they see the truth, and believe me, after this trial last month, after this trial a month ago today, as a matter of fact, we know now that if in a span of 2 or 3 hours of testimony, 12 people can 100% of them recognize the truth, then there's hope for the public, too. And so it's worth it to tell. It's worth it to tell. Because they can see it and they can recognize it, but they just have to see it. And the more you know about it, the more convincing you can be. Instead of just giving them, because you can't answer a question if you don't know enough.
Right.
And if you can't answer a question, then what you said to start with kind of melts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so, hang in there. Work with us. Get on that, if you're not on truthattack.org, go on ahead and get on there and enlist and start spreading some of that stuff around.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian.
Appreciate
the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, and that brings us back in to one of the points that we were making earlier on, and that is that it's important for you to know as much as you can so that when you are talking to a member of the public that doesn't know anything, he's going to have questions. And if you can't answer them, then the truth that you do know doesn't carry any water. It doesn't matter if you tell the truth if nobody believes it. So, get in there and find out as much as you can about this. Educate yourself. Nobody has to be a lawyer. Nobody has to become an expert. But to understand in general, one of the big questions I had was, well, good grief, why didn't somebody bring this up earlier? And then I find out that they've been bringing it up for years. And the IRS has been just suppressing it, and they've been putting gag orders. They put another gag order out this week. Just yesterday, the order came out gagging We the People and Bob Schultz, ordering it to stand down and to shut up and to quit telling people the truth. And again, you've got Save a Patriot that got their case. That order was upheld per curiam even while there were motions pending to strike portions of the government's brief because they were making contentions and wild accusations that there was absolutely no evidence for, and there was no truth at all. As a matter of fact, they weren't even alleged to start with. But because the truth wasn't enough, they had to embellish it. And rather than have to rule on whether the government was lying to the court issues a per curiam, which means a ruling without any reason and without even any judge standing up and putting his name on it, saying affirmed on the gag order that had been issued on Save a Patriot. They're going to gag every single one of us if we don't gag them first. And if while we can still speak, we need to be speaking to as many people as we can We need to do like Joe Trucker's doing, is getting out in every truck stop that he comes to telling the truth. We need to do like Gary Ryan is doing and going out and passing out materials to truckers and to people that he meets in different meetings and forums. We need to do like Anson Chi, and now they're in Austin, who is, you know, out handing out materials and telling people at every kind of meeting that he goes to about the tax truth. And if we can answer these questions like, you know, why didn't somebody come up with this earlier if it was true? Well, they have come up with it earlier. It's just been bound and gagged so that they couldn't tell you about it. And our why is, well, what about the government services? Well, the federal government has nothing to do with government services that pertain to you. Roads, streets, schools, all of those things, bridges, all of those things are state concerns. And they're supposed to be getting their money from you, not the federal government, so that they don't have to answer to the federal government. Right now, you don't even have your state legislature because they have to listen to somebody else. So all of these things that affect the ripples, when you know not only that tax law is a lie, but you know what damage that lie is doing to us, then you can be a force in the public and get out there and do that. We'll be right back in just a few minutes here on the Live Free Zone.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
And we're coming into the stretch here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We've been talking about truth. We've been talking about the taxes, and we've been talking about the truth about taxes. And one question came up that you guys might be on the lookout for, and gals, is Brian's question about IRS's efforts to cause employers to modify, which, you know, lawyers kind of bristle when you start talking about altering instruments, to modify, equivalent to forgery, W-4s, and withholding more than was authorized by the W-4 signed by the employee. And if any of you know anything about that, you know, let us know. Let us know. If anybody knows anything about any real occurrences of that, give us a heads up on it. You can contact me at liferezone.com. Just click Contact Mr. Cryer, get a mailer. Or you can go to truthattack.org and contact HQ at truthattack.org. HQ at truthattack.org. And that'll get a message to me or Gary Thomason or anybody else in the main core of the organization. More information we have about what they're doing, the better job we can do in helping everybody to respond to it. We also have some fine organizations within the Truth Tech that do have a lot of information about what you can do and about how to protect your rights. These folks do know a lot about administrative law, and that would be your Free Enterprise Society, Freedom Law School. I know I'm going to overlook somebody, Save a Patriot, Freedom Above Fortune, with Joe Bannister. Those organizations have banners on our homepage because they are backing up the Truth Attack. Joe Bannister is supporting the Truth Attack. He's been all for it since day one. As a matter of fact, he's convinced that this is exactly what this movement needs, is to get out and fight on the public sector, fight in the open. The legal fight's only part of it, and that's the only part of the fight that we've been fighting. And we're fighting that in their courtroom with their judges. And that's an uphill battle. So we need to attack from a different direction at the same time, and that's in the arena of public opinion. And if we get into a truth fight with the Internal Revenue Service out in front of God and everybody, then we have it made, because if they come to a truth fight, they're having to come empty-handed. They don't have anything to fight with. Because you can't defeat truth with lies. You can defeat lies with truth. And that's what we have to do, is get the truth out there. Now, the other thing to point out and remind everybody is that truthattack.org does have people now, and it needs more people. It does have money, but it needs more money. We're about to purchase some signs that we're going to make, start distributing. We've got enough money in, thanks to this last drive, with the CD of the Notorious Notebook, and that is still continuing to be offered. We're still going to send a CD to any contribution of $50 or more. But that money is allowing us now to start talking to some printers about getting some pushcards printed to send out to all the truth troopers, or talking about the printers about bumper stickers to send out to all the truth troopers. And so this money, every penny of it gets spent on something to accomplish something. And it's the only organization I know of so far who's going to be publishing their financial records on their website. A quarterly statement will be published and posted on the website saying, this is how much money we took in, and this is what we spent it on, and this is what we have left. I'll let you know exactly where we are in the field of funds. So contribute with your time. Contribute with a little bit of money. If everybody chips in, like Joe said, everybody chips in a few dollars, then we'll be able to do something. We'll be able to buy some advertising and get the word out, bring people. We're bringing people through the radio programs I'm doing. I've done about 20 radio programs and interviews and